Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, and thank you once again for joining us today on The Browsers. I'm Jay, that's Amy. We're so glad you decided to hang out with us, especially because there are so many things changing in the world of payments. And the question we keep asking is, will you be able to live a wallet-free life? And imagine the wonder, the joy, the happiness of a wallet-free life. And what will have to happen to get you to that point? And we talk about the different payment services that are out there, and we'll kind of share with you how they work. You got Apple Pay, you got Android Pay, and you got Samsung Pay. And then Amy Iverson, hyper-focus on Costco.
Yes.
And their payment situation.
Big
and
part
how
of my
that
life.
May influence other deals and other circumstances with how we pay. So here's what we'll do. You tell us about Costco and
okay.
how that will change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll dive into what in the world is Samsung Pay and why is it getting so much attention and why you should pay attention to it, because it is significant.
It is. It's huge.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about it, but we can deep dive. We told you recently Costco will no longer have an exclusive deal with American Express. And so what? Well, we got the announcement today that Citigroup will replace American Express as the exclusive issuer for Costco's credit cards here and in Puerto Rico. So my immediate question was, oh, great. What does that mean? Because I heard a lot of talk about Visa this morning. Visa is the one credit card I don't own. And I thought, okay, so what am I going to have to do to somehow stop my American Express card, get a Visa card with Citi? Do I have to join Citibank? I had all these questions. Now, this isn't happening until April of next year, 2016.
So more than a year away.
More than a year away. So no reason to freak out about it. But for a lot of you, like me, who visit Costco on a fairly regular basis, you need to know this. We checked in with Fox Business Network correspondent Adam Shapiro about some of this, just for the details about how this will happen. Everyone who has a Costco American Express card, including me. So if you have an American Express card that has the Costco on the back, they will ship you a Citi Visa card. So you don't have to do anything. Now, we don't know the exact details of the benefit, but Shapiro says they'll probably get better.
It'd be hard to imagine that they would cut back on the benefits because it's a very competitive space. And that would alienate, again, you got 76.4 million cardholders. And Costco, I mean, the revenue at Costco is $112.6 billion annually. You don't want to upset the revenue picture or those cardholders. It's a huge account. With American Express, it represented 20% of their loans and 10% of their issued cards.
And so, why would they let it go? Well, American Express is losing a lot of business by cutting that Costco deal, but Shapiro says it may have been in their long-term best interest.
American Express, remember, is the largest credit card company in terms of dollars spent because it has a very higher income clientele. So this clientele at Costco may not have fit the business model that American Express has been pursuing.
Yeah, I think Warren Buffett said something like, well, I don't know the details of the Citibank deal, but they're not going to get rich off of it. He owns a big claim into
yes, he does.
American Express. So you just heard Adam Shapiro say they need to hang on. American Express needs to hang on to those affluent clients. Now, Amex stock is down 11 to 12% because of this. And also that antitrust lawsuit we told you about last week. But Shapiro said cardholders may actually benefit from American Express's bad luck.
If you've got an American Express Gold or better card, they may start sweetening their offerings for those people, and you pay an annual fee for those, but they may give you even more benefits to keep you in the family.
I don't have a gold card.
More benefits?
But if you do, good for you, and you're going to get even better benefits. But so you will have to do nothing. If you own a Costco Amex, they will switch that out for you, and the benefits that you get, so the checks we all just got from Costco, from our American Expresses, should be about the same, if not better. So, whew, crisis averted in my life.
So you're okay now?
Yes.
Everyone, we can relax. Amy's all right.
Well, I think a lot of you out there who shop at Costco wondering what was going to happen.
But this still doesn't really help in your quest for the wallet-free existence, right?
And will they bring back Coke instead of Pepsi products. Could we make that part of the deal?
A lot of people texting in about this issue of wallet-free. This texter says, I have no desire for a wallet-free life. I do.
You're crazy.
This texter says, I live a wallet-free life. I'm broke and have lousy credit. This texter says, Jay, why is your voice higher? It didn't sound like you at first.
It happens when he gets excited.
It's the cold. I don't know. I really don't know. Here is the question, though, about that wallet-free life. What will it take? We've begun a quest here on the browsers to bring digital driver's license to the state of Utah. We've actually called legislators. We're actually trying to make this happen.
We are.
For real. Because
some
that's a major
step.
You can carry your car insurance on your phone now in
some
the state
people.
Of Utah,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's a major step. Still not my Swig card, my frequent Swig card, and my
Cafe Rio.
My Megaplex card.
Mm-hmm.
Still not those. That's a place we need to go. But one of the reasons you might want to look at the Samsung Galaxy S6 is because it comes out with Samsung Pay.
Now, this is the Loop Pay I've
yeah.
been telling you about.
Yeah.
They now took it over and put their own name on it.
Now, currently, if you have NFC on your phone, either your Android phone or your iPhone, you can swipe to pay, either using Google Wallet or
you tap to
or
pay.
Using... It's kind of a swiping motion for me, but you're right.
Oh.
It's more of a tap to
mm-hmm.
pay. But that's only in locations that accept NFC payments. And it's a small percentage still. That number is growing, but a small percentage. Samsung Pay, the moment you get the new S6 and you put in your information, you will be able to use Samsung Pay everywhere.
The vast majority. Anywhere where you can swipe a card, you will
everywhere.
Be able to use Samsung Pay.
Because Samsung Pay communicates with the magnetic strip reader.
So that means
wirelessly.
Even Square.
Yeah.
If someone's using Square,
yeah.
you will be able to use your phone.
Without having to swipe. And Samsung Pay uses the token technology. So it's not transmitting the actual card information. It's transmitting a one-time code. Basically, this company, Loop, came up with a way to communicate with the existing magnetic strip readers wirelessly.
Right.
And then Samsung purchased that
and
technology.
And Samsung now has deals with MasterCard, Visa, working on agreements with Amex, with Bank of America, with Citi, that we just told you about. Now, here's the deal, though. You do have a few more steps.
Yes.
You have a few more steps. So you have to swipe up from the bottom. That brings up the app. And then you choose your payment card option. Then you use the fingerprint sensor. So just one more step that I don't want.
I use Apple Pay a couple times over the weekend. Hold the phone over the reader.
Used it this morning.
It instantly recognizes it. You just put your finger on the thumbprint scanner and it goes.
Why give me one more step?
I'll take one more step if it would accept it everywhere. That's an advantage.
Well, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, that's an advantage. So Galaxy and Samsung leading out in that regard. But as every retailer switches to NFC anyway, it's a short-term game, I believe.
We're all going to be there one day.
Coming up on the browsers, if you're a big fan of licorice, I have a warning for you. You better slow down and track your daily consumption.
The browsers.